When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Play Mornings with Stefan John Replay.
Good morning, world.
It is May 6th, 2024.
And I have a little bit of sadness about the date.
Oh, no, what?
Well, we just had Star Wars Day, May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
And then we had Cinco de Mayo yesterday.
Yeah.
What does May 6th have to offer?
That's true.
Now, I've looked it up. If there was maybe something to celebrate today, Great Lakes Awareness Day.
This is dumb.
International No Diet Day.
That's for every day.
Okay.
International No Diet Day for me.
National Crepe Suzette Day. National Meeting Planners Appreciation Day.
Okay.
One more. National Tourist Appreciation Day.
That's the one. Everybody from Fort McMurray who isn't from Fort McMurray, welcome!
A new kind of yacht is coming out.
Is it bigger and fancier than every other yacht ever?
Yes, and it can go underwater.
Oh, what? Wait,
So, huh? Normal yachts, I mean, about half is underwater and the rest of it's above. But these ones, if they encounter some sort of trouble, they can become submarines.
Mm.
Yeah, so they can go underwater for up to a month.
Nope, no,
the
they cannot.
Developers say,
"Sorry, I call horseplay."
No,
no way.
You think that this is impossible, or you think this is impossible for you to say yes to going on this?
No, I think it can go underwater for about maybe tops 3 days, a month. That's pushing it.
Okay, this is my question though. I feel like you have to have a captain of a boat. And then you have to have a captain of a submarine on board.
Oh.
So the sub-captain, I think, is going to get the best job ever because, like, the odds of you needing to go underwater for a month, pretty slim, but you have to be on the boat. So you're like, oh, yeah, I'm just soaking up some Mai Tais, enjoying my life.
Why are they going on? Like, why is it built to go underwater?
Like, if it encounters not a storm, but, like, perhaps some pirates or perhaps, you know, World War III or something like that, they can go underwater. I also think as that big of a yacht, like, I wonder if blue whales will be like, hey, I'm the king of the ocean. Get out of here. And, like, maybe they would attack it.
Okay, so this is all wrong. Would you go on it?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Not. I get sick in Ripley's Aquarium after being there for 2 hours. I'm like, I need to get back above land, please.
I went to the Wild Rose Carnival over the weekend.
Lucky guy.
It was pretty fun. Coming from a place that does the Stampede, I say it went like bar for bar with like, the Stampede. For what it was, like it just popping up out of nowhere, it was pretty amazing.
Okay, I'm glad to hear it.
I just have a question for kids out there. What is up with you and spinning rides?
Oh.
There were only spinning rides there, and I think I'm pretty old now.
Wow, for the first time ever, John the 20-year-old calls himself old. Mark your calendars, everyone. This is a big deal.
I just say that because I went on the very first ride, and it's ridiculous. It spins you super fast, and then you kind of defy gravity on these chairs that move up. It's a lot. I got off, and immediately I had never felt the sensation of being sick from a ride before.
Oh, no. And that probably ruined the rest of your fair time, didn't it?
It didn't help, but I'll have you know, I went on it 4 more times.
No.
And I shouldn't have.
Did you try what we were like? I'm just going to train you, stomach. This is what we do now. You're fine.
Pretty much. I thought in my mind, I can't get any more sick than I already feel. Newsflash, I could.
Oh, John, that's awful. Did you go on any other rides? Did you try the slide or anything?
I did try the slide, and my foot went right through the potato sack.
You are old. Oh, my goodness. Here's a new thing to look out for.
Yeah?
Veneer techs.
Veneer techs, like nail techs, but...
for your teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently it's like this new trend on TikTok that people are getting certified to be veneer techs, and then they can make a bunch of money by shaving the enamel off your teeth and putting on the veneers.
Nice!
However, this is the job of a dentist or a very trained professional, not somebody who took a two-day course.
Two-day course.
2 days.
Oh.
And so a lot of, like, Forbes, huge, huge news agencies are advertising and putting out articles like, beware, be careful. Yeah. First off, don't let the course take your money.
Yeah.
For the weekend course to become a trained veneer tech.
Yeah.
But also... be careful who you give your money to if you're going to let them do some life-altering things to your teeth.
Especially, veneers are expensive regardless of where you go, I feel. So why not just spend the money and go straight to a dentist, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing that it must be cheaper to get a veneer tech to do it.
Yeah.
Because it could, this article says $800 to $1,200 per tooth if you get it done by a dentist. But a dentist that knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Knows how much enamel to shave off.
Yeah.
Has an x-ray machine and all of the expertise that goes along with it. Like, you only get one set of teeth. I mean, you get two, but...
yeah, two.
When you have the money to buy veneers, you don't have that first set anymore to play with, right? Like, that's a little bit terrifying.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you think of the first phone that you had, what was it?
It was a Sony Ericsson, like, I don't know, I want to call it like a chocolate bar phone. Like, it was the size of about a Score chocolate bar.
Okay. Okay. And was this a flip phone or you just had the keypad on the bottom?
Just the keypad on the bottom.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just, I guess, what do you call those now? A brick?
A brick, I think. I think a brick. That's a good segue, by the way, because
yeah.
Do you know what brick is coming back?
Is it the Nokia?
It's the brick.
Gosh.
The Nokia brick is making a comeback. Nokia is apparently launching a new updated kind of brick for this generation, May 8th.
Is it going to have better reception?
I think it's going to be completely upgraded, but the same exact thing. Like, it's coming with a USB-C port instead of... whatever they had before.
Something weird that you had to like really try hard to put the charger in sideways and then you kind of like snuck it in there. And you
okay.
actually had to have like a demo at the store to get it plugged in.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so instead of that complicated situation, they're just going to have a nice slot that every phone takes now. I mean, even the new iPhones take USB-C.
That's exciting.
They're still going to have Snake on it. Snake's still going to be a feature.
Excellent. Does it have an antenna?
It does not have
Thank
an antenna.
Goodness.
Is that where the reception was poor?
Yeah, you have to like shake your phone at the sky.
What?
And you'd have to wonder as well because a lot of kids would use it like a pen cap, like just chewing on it, the
what?
Top of their antenna. Like it was just kind of like a, oh, I've got nothing better to do. I've got my phone close to my mouth. So good that we are not going to have antennas anymore.
It no longer comes in only the gray.
Ooh, fun colors?
Yeah, it's apparently coming in red, yellow, and blue. Also, the original gray.
Okay, this is actually kind of exciting. Like, if my job wasn't on social media...
yeah?
I might be inclined to get this.
I think I might, too.
Really?
However, reports $600.
$600?
Yeah.
But it doesn't do anything.
I know, that's why it's like, well, is it worth it to say you have the brick?
Does it have T9 texting again?
I don't know what that is! I would like an apology.
Wow.
Give me an apology, just say you're sorry right now. Say, I'm
can't
sorry,
say I'm
John.
Sorry until I know what I'm sorry for.
When did you say my car was gonna kick the bucket?
May 6th.
May 6th, what day is it?
May 6th.
My car, as of right now, is running... more flawlessly than it was when we first made this contest.
The day is young, John. The day is young.
You think so? You're going to put some sugar in my gas tank?
I'm not going to sabotage your car. It does it all on its own. But I just think you can ask for an apology tomorrow. But right now you're being a little premature. You should knock on some wood and say, I'm sorry, I jinxed myself.
Okay, so the cutoff is 11:59 p.m. tonight.
Yes.
Okay, then yes. I'm going to text you exactly at 12 a.m. tomorrow morning.
You are going to be sleeping then.
Asking you for an apology. I just want to say this. If your car starts to overheat or smoke as poorly as mine was or as badly as mine was, listen. If you just put some nice tap water in your coolant reservoir,
this is
it works.
Advice.
No, it works.
John is not a mechanic.
No,
not
it
trust
works.
Him. I have to give a shout out to the adults who play like fun sports.
Okay, what's a fun sport to you?
Like it's the one that's organized and you sign up for it and you every Tuesday night you go play volleyball. Mm-hmm. Or for instance, the summer folks who are adults and go join a baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple nights a week, you get to go out and have some fun together in an organized game.
Mm-hmm.
This is not for me. No. But I'm just like so impressed that people still do this because I think it's really fun and I wish I was sporty and could do it.
Okay.
Friend of mine, we hang out with him all the time and I finally had to ask him last week, like, am I your preferred friend? Because you seem to have like other pockets of friends. You've got your volleyball friends and your baseball friends. And like, where do I fit in on this scale?
That's such a weird question. That's such a weird question.
I just wanted to make sure, John, that I felt the same way that he did, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think he's great.
Yeah.
Last night, the worlds collided.
Okay.
We went to his baseball game.
And how did that go?
Well, I had to check out his friend group there, you know, make sure that he was still thinking that we were the people.
Had to size them up.
Yeah. My husband enjoyed heckling the people.
Good.
And I kept hitting him out like, this is a fun game. These adults have come out to have fun. Don't make it a battle.
No, they like the battle 1000%.
Do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I've been to a whole bunch of like beer league games and everything. It's quite intense.
Okay, well, he can come back for every game, but I was a little bit embarrassed. Like I was like, I've scoped it out and I think I've gotten my answer here. I don't know if I need to come back.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.